It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Yeah, that's me. Welcome to The Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto's out on the West Coast. Scott Cuddy makes sure it all airs each and every day. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA is Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. However, in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what we mean by that is this. Look, we only get you for a brief period of time. And when we get you, we want you to stick around for a little bit. So if you're getting a spouse off to work, getting the kids off to school, getting yourself out the door, do a little jogging, a little gym work, whatever the circumstances are, we know you're plugged into a device somewhere. And if that's the case, it's very easy to get The Attack. All you got to do, go to the websites, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, /talk. We're right there for you, which is cool. And if you're willing to listen, we're willing to have you. And you know, all you got to do is go listen live. And that's not so bad. That's not so bad at all. So if you're going to do it, be there and be there for us, because you're going to get the best in sports talk here on The Attack. And I'll tell you something. When you look at what's going on in the world of sports, and yesterday was one of those days, you had a great basketball game. You had a great evening with the NFL draft. All that stuff going on and me here to talk to you about it. Not to mention the Golden Knights, my new adopted favorite team on the entire planet, blowing out the San Jose Sharks 7-0 in the first round of their playoff matchup. So all kinds of stuff to talk about here in the world of sports. We also have a couple of guests today, and we get the best and the best and the best of all the guests and the guests and the guests right here in The Attack. So make sure you stay in tune. Now, for us, the American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls, they protect our six each and every day. They're out there doing it. Well, we're sitting at home under the joy of their umbrella. So, you know something? That's not such a bad thing either. Make sure you say hi, make sure you thank him, and then be on your way. We're on our way to a commercial right here, right now. Please don't go anywhere.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. You scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook, the bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration Spray, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration Spray for men. Last longer, stay in the moment, use as directed.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Some of you might not love this, but this is authentic, and this is because of what he felt and his teammates felt for the home field loss a year ago.
He's to the 45. He's to the 50.
Oh, no, he's not. No, he's not going to plant it in the midfield of the O, is he? Wow. Yes, he is. Ooh.
Well, yeah, you know who it is. Because he did it. He did it often, and he was a very controversial player in college, and now he's a controversial first overall pick by the Cleveland Browns. The name is Baker Mayfield. He's the ex-quarterback of the Oklahoma Sooners, and he is the number one draft pick and future quarterback, hopefully for them, of the Cleveland Browns. And as the day built up yesterday, as we led to the draft, there was a lot of smoke coming out of Cleveland. You know, it was like waiting for the Pope. We didn't know who it was going to be. We didn't know if it was going to be Darnold. We didn't know if it was going to be Baker. We didn't know if it was going to be Saquon Barkley. And as it turned out, because I don't think anybody else at that point was in play. And it ended up being Baker Mayfield. And considering that on the pro day, when Haslam and the whole crew were out in Southern California, and Haslam was sitting with Sam Darnold's parents, everybody thought it was a fait accompli that it was going to be Sam Darnold at a USC going number one overall. Well, it turns out it was Baker Mayfield, the undersized former walk-on at two different programs who won the Heisman Trophy, got his team into the championship playoffs twice. And, you know, it was pretty apparent that the Josh Allen stuff was a smokescreen, at least it was to me. But now, 6'1", 220-pound Baker Mayfield is now the future quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. It was interesting to watch the reaction of the crowd. It was mixed, but way leaning in favor of this. If you're a football fan or you're a fan of athletics in general, you have to like Baker Mayfield. He plays with a chip on his shoulder. He is one of those guys that has always been told, no, you can't do this. And he's never accepted that answer. And that's what it comes down to. And I guess that and his accuracy, because he was easily the most accurate quarterback in the upper tier of quarterbacks in this draft, tilted the board for John Dorsey and Hugh Jackson in favor of Baker Mayfield. And he is a Brown. I don't know if they're celebrating in Cleveland or they're crying in Cleveland. You know, there's the opinions in the newspapers. But it is Baker Mayfield, live or die. John Dorsey's job is going to depend on it. Hugh Jackson's job, considering that he was not the hire of John Dorsey, is going to depend on by next year when he hits the field, which will probably be next year, maybe the back end of this year, depending on whether or not Tyrod's struggling or not, will determine whether or not he's around as the coach of the Browns. So we're going to find out. And like I said, reaction coming in, hot and heavy in Cleveland. A lot of head shaking, a lot of partying. it was an interesting night. It was a well-run draft. It moved quickly, which, you know, considering it's 3 hours plus of programming and all the pomp and circumstance, and they trot out old-time NFL players to make picks and a lot of Dallas, ex-Dallas Cowboys there and all that stuff. And that was fun and cool and all of this stuff. And you know, that's all well and good. But the draft itself moved quickly, which was nice. I saw an interesting comment on Mary Kay Cabot's article, and I think that it was pretty accurate. You know, once they made the trade with Tyrod Taylor, they kind of got a whole idea, and I guess, of what direction they were going to go in. And I said this statement earlier in that I didn't think that there was any real indecision going on, that Dorsey had made his decision a while ago, when as it turns out from his statement, he had made it weeks ago after they brought him in. But I guess if you want to look at Tyrod Taylor coming in, a mobile, accurate quarterback who doesn't turn the ball over, doesn't take chances, but doesn't turn the ball over, that they were seeking to go in a new direction, and Baker Mayfield kind of fits that mold. The only difference between the two of them, because they both throw a real good deep ball, they're both accurate, is that Mayfield is willing to take more chances, and that's always been the knock on Tyrod. He's got the strength. He's got the tenacity. And I you know, that's okay. So we're going to find out. Now, again, in Cleveland, and this is the cottage industry of what we do, everybody's going to tear it up and everybody's going to praise it to the skies. And it probably falls somewhere in the middle. So we'll find out. We'll find out. It did tilt the draft because the Jets desperately wanted Baker Mayfield. And they didn't get him. I was surprised at 4. That Cleveland went with Denzel Ward and not with Bradley Chubb. And that will be a decision that I think maybe down the line, if you're going to have debate over whether or not they grabbed the right guy, I think Ward's ability to cover, and he's a very good player, but Ward's ability to cover is going to go a long way in determining whether or not Cleveland made the right pick. Now, you know, people are forgetting, and this is where, if they didn't want to grab Bradley Chubb, now, as we go into round 2 and round 3 this evening, you know, you got Harold Landry sitting there. You got a couple of other pass rushers sitting there. I think Cleveland's going to grab Landry right off the bat. Everybody was like, well, how can you pass on him? How can you pass on Chubb? You know, he would be the perfect bookend for Myles Garrett. Well, you know, here's the deal. When Emmanuel Ogbah was on the field, he was very effective. He's an edge rusher, 6'4", 275. They love him. They got him in the second round last year out of Oklahoma State. The thing about him, and the reason why people weren't talking about him, is that he got hurt and he was out immediately in November and didn't play again for the rest of the year. Well, up until that point in time, he had 4 sacks. You know, projected out a little bit, maybe ends up with 6 or 7. Well, bookending that with Myles Garrett is a pretty good thing. And so I guess they felt the draft capital that they had, and don't forget, they got 2 more picks right at the top of the second round. You add that to Garrett's 7 sacks. And he only played, what was it, 10 or 11 games. They still got a lot going on there. Like I said, I think they're going to add Landry to the mix right away at the top of the second round. So they'll have a 3-man rotation on the edge. And I think they go from there. But, if I'm standing there and I'm looking at it, I mean, it all hinges on the quarterback, obviously. But right now I'm sitting there with a B for the Browns. I would have gone with the edge rusher. Like I said, I just explained to you why they went in the other direction. But I don't know that it's necessarily the right choice. We'll pick it up on the other side with more NFL draft. We'll start breaking it down pick by pick. But we had to get that first and fourth out of the way. I'm Black. Don't go anywhere.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
It's Barkley trying to bounce it. And does escape. Saquon Barkley in the clear. Still going. Saquon Barkley all the way to the end zone. Electric, 79 yards.
Now, Saquon Barkley going number two to the Giants. Giants, man, you talk about division. They are the evaluators and the, hey, we got it right, we got it wrong people are, they don't want to say that the Giants got it completely wrong, but if I hear you don't invest that high of a draft pick in a running back one more time. I think I'm going to run my head into a wall. The Giants draft Saquon Barkley with the number 2 overall pick. I said this back at the end of the football season when they first started evaluating, at least publicly, the talent that was in the draft, that the Giants were going to draft Saquon Barkley. I said the only way that didn't happen was if Cleveland drafted him first and then the Giants would have traded out, which they would have done. And it didn't play out that way. They ended up getting their guy. Dave Gettleman, I don't know whether it's going to end up being a good pick or a bad pick. I happen to think it's a great pick. But this management team had better hope one thing that they decided on that they got right. And that's that Eli Manning has something left in the tank. If he does, if he can play for a couple of more years, they're going to make a Super Bowl run with Saquon Barkley being added. You think about the weapons that they can put out on the field. And this was a team that couldn't score over 20 freaking points last year. OBJ, Evan Ingram, that entire wide receiver core, and now Saquon Barkley out of the backfield. They addressed their left tackle issue. I think they're going to address their interior line right out of the box with Will Hernandez. And I think he'll be a day one starter road grader on the left side. They got to figure out what the hell to do with Eric Flowers. Maybe Eric Flowers looks at this team now and decides that he wants to play some football. So we'll see. But he goes with the number 2 overall pick. And it to me, it's a complete no-brainer. I understand why they could have gone with Bradley Chubb, especially after losing JPP. But I think they'll be able to address that. If for some reason the Browns draft Hernandez, I think then Harold Landry goes to the Giants. And they'll address the O-line a little more later on. There's a bunch of really good DBs still hanging around. And we're going to see how it all plays out. But I'll tell you something. The Giants, I think, got it right. I think, barring catastrophic injury, he'll be a gold jacket guy, which is exactly what Gettleman was talking about. And if they did get it right, Gettleman's going to be perceived as a genius. And if not, he'll be looking for a job in 4 years. I mean, he's a little bit of an older dude anyway. But he gave another weapon to his brilliant offensive-minded head coach. And we'll see how it plays. Sam Darnold with the third hole goes to the Jets. And Jets didn't get their man. I you know, when I was tweeting last night, I made Trump look like an amateur last night. I said suck for Sam turned into settle for Sam. Most of the scouts, most of the talent evaluators believe he is a game changer. That just technically he has so much going for him. Mobility, big arm, size, the whole nine. I'm not so sure. I am very glad he's going to sit behind Josh McCown and or Teddy Bridgewater for a year. I also think the Jets need to find out what they have in Teddy Bridgewater at a certain point. If they are losing football games next year, I want them to get Bridgewater in there quickly and find out whether or not he can stay on the field and whether or not he can still be a National Football League quarterback. Because I'm not convinced that Darnold's going to be great. He doesn't protect the football. He doesn't protect the football. He doesn't protect the football. He has a lot of turnovers. In almost all the big games he played in against big-time programs, he struggled, and he struggled mightily. He's 20 years old. Is this the second coming of Mark Sanchez? No, I don't think so. And let's not forget, Mark Sanchez in his first 2 years got the Jets to the AFC Championship game. They didn't have enough weapons to get over the top, and then the lunacy of Rex Ryan kicked in, and they were struggling all the way. He played 24 games at Southern Cal. He had 22 interceptions and 14 lost fumbles. That's a lot of turnovers. A lot of turnovers. I would not feel great about that if I was the Jets. Ball protection is something they're going to have to teach him. And it can be taught. So we'll find out. Now, as I said, Denzel Ward went to Cleveland. They passed on Bradley. I told you why they passed on Bradley Chubb. I still would have gone in that direction. Denzel Ward's going to start day one. Ohio State corners always do. And Greg Williams will coach this guy up. But the rule is you never pass on an edge rusher if you need defense. They passed on him. And, you know, don't forget, Chubb, for all his passion and all his aggressiveness and everything else, the measurables on him are not huge. They think he's stiff in the hips. Arms aren't particularly long. You know, we'll see. You know, maybe they end up having made a mistake here. I don't think it's a mistake. I think it's going to be a choice of 1A and 1B, but I was surprised when Ward got picked. The no-brainer went to Denver, who was ready to trade out. They had a deal in place, and then Bradley Chubb fell to them, and they said, nope, sorry. He can play off the line of scrimmage. He can play on the line of scrimmage. And now, with Von Miller, they've got themselves two bookends, and Denver's back. If they get, I'll tell you something, if they get any quarterback play, they're going to win that division. And I'll tell you that right now. They'll address a running back in the second round or the third round. But they're back, and they're back in a big way. So, good moves by Denver. Good non-trade by Denver. Elway gets it. If Shane Ray comes to fruition, all of a sudden they got something going on there. Now, they're still weak in the defensive backfield, and that's something else that can be addressed in the second round. Maybe they go that way first before they go running back. Because there's a bunch of good DBs still left. But we'll find out. Indianapolis finally got it right. Boy, did they get it right. Quentin Nelson. Fit him for the gold jacket now. Now, look, I know guards don't go to the Hall of Fame. Okay, I get it. The reason why Andrew Luck and his career is in jeopardy right now is because of the fact that for some inexplicable reason, they never bothered to keep him upright. He has taken so many vicious hits since he's been in this league. And he, you know, again, I have no dog in the hunt here. I could care whether or not Indianapolis wins, loses, or draws. But from a talent perspective, I thought Andrew Luck came in and had an opportunity to be one of the best that ever played the game. And the pounding that he's taken in his first years as a quarterback has been comparable to David Carr. Quentin Nelson's going to stop that. Now, is he an elite pass blocker? Not yet. He will be. He works at it. But he's by far the best road grader in the draft. And once they settle their running back situation, they're gonna gain some yards, and they're gonna gain a lot of them. And I mean a lot of them. Now, dropping to 7, Buffalo trades up, and Tatanka's get their quarterback in Josh Allen. 6'5", 237, looks the part. You know, the pregame stuff with the rap lyrics on the website and some stupid bleep that he did when he was in high school. Well, we all did stupid bleep in high school. Okay? He's got the most arm talent in the draft. Where it goes, nobody knows. That's the concern. They either hit the home run right there or they didn't. And Sean McDermott's future is going to depend on whether or not this kid can play quarterback. So we'll see. Easily the biggest risk in the draft. We're tapping out right here. We'll be back.
If it's time to replace your vehicle's battery, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and take advantage of our exclusive Do It Right rebate. For a limited time, purchase a SuperStart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum battery and get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Looking, drops it off, caught, Jamaba! First down UCLA, and he gets out of bounds. Rose and fakes the spike in the end zone. Touchdown! Whoa! Jordan Lasley!
Back with the attack, Josh Rosen, who very boldly said that people made 9 mistakes in front of him. And maybe. Maybe. We're going to find out. But we're talking draft here, and we left off with Josh Allen. Again, the cannon is there. He improved on his accuracy at the Senior Bowl, but not all the time. A.J. McCarron's going to be the quarterback next year, and it's going to buy them time. It's going to also buy A.J. McCarron some time. I mean, if he wins football games, he's still young enough, it'll be very difficult to get rid of him if he wins games. But if they stay as one of those perpetual, just barely squeaking into the playoffs games, that's not going to be enough for Buffalo. They're hungry to win again. They're hungry to be elite again. And with that division being what it is, with Tom Brady being 41 years old, and perhaps the cracks in the foundation happening for the New England Patriots, there's going to be a window of opportunity. And both the Jets and Miami and Buffalo are hoping to be able to jump through that window. We're going to find out. The bold play here was Buffalo moving up a couple of times, but moving up ultimately into the 7 hole and grabbing Josh Allen. If he can figure out how to throw the ball accurately, he's going to be the best quarterback in the draft and one of the best of all time. If he can't, he's going to be Ryan Leaf without the drugs. Or Jeff George is probably a better analogy. Oh, Jeff George was a head case. This kid doesn't appear to be a head case. Jeff George threw the most beautiful football that I've ever seen, with the exception of Dan Marino. And he was on a par with Dan Marino. Jeff George couldn't hit the side of a barn. Jeff George had his head so far up his chute that he couldn't pull it out. And as he bounced from team to team, coaches said, oh, I could fix this, and they never could. That could end up being Josh Allen. Like I said, without being a head case, but yeah, we'll find out. Roquan Smith goes to the Bears at number 8. To me, this was a no-brainer. It was the number 1 rated linebacker. He's a little undersized, but he is so fast. He is so athletic. He is disruptive in the backfield constantly. You know, if you remember during the college playoffs, the one constant with Georgia was Roquan Smith. He was all over the field. Ask Baker Mayfield how he felt about that. You know, Georgia was just extraordinary. And when you look at it, and even in the championship game, you know, had they not made the switch from Jalen Hurts to Tua, Alabama would have been shut out, and it would have been because of Roquan Smith. He's extraordinary. And he's going to fit in that 3-4 nicely. They couldn't get Quentin Nelson. That's the guy they wanted to protect their quarterback. And they couldn't justify going with McGlinchey. Smith's the guy. Real good pick for the Chicago Bears. And there's going to be a little monster of the midway going there. Now, Mike McGlinchey he's a terrific player. He's probably going to start on the right side. I did not understand why the Niners grabbed him here. I mean, Joe Staley is still playing on a high level. Trent Brown had shoulder surgery. I get it. They have so many needs. I really thought they were going to go inside linebacker here, or outside linebacker with Tremaine Edwards. I didn't like this pick. I thought it was reaching. We'll see. I mean, if he turns out to be a left tackle, because everybody's projecting him at right, and they're going to start him out at right tackle, then it'll work. But if it turns out that he ends up having his struggles and they reached for him and he ends up starting at the right tackle position, then Lynch is going to start getting questioned. And look, he made a terrific deal for Garoppolo. There's no question about it. But he reached last year for a linebacker with a troubled past, and this kid's not going to be on the team as soon as the litigation settles itself out, so that's going to be a wash. He's lucky as 5 years, because the early returns on what San Francisco's doing in the draft is not good. Josh Rosen. All right. Speaking of troubled human beings. Goes to the Cardinals. Poor Mike Glennon. He'll be moving along yet again at a certain point. Sam Bradford, if he can stay on the field this year. They got him a one-year deal at 20 or 10, I forget. But they got him in there. He's never been able to stay on the field. Sam's for a couple of seasons. Former number one overall pick, but there's nobody more accurate, nobody better at dissecting a defense than Sam Bradford. And Josh Rosen, who was pissed after the draft, he thought he was going to go much higher. Arizona ended up not having to move. It did move, from 15 to 10. And they grabbed him. And Rosen, in my opinion, has the opportunity to be the best quarterback in the draft. If I was the Jets, I would have taken him over Darnold. I think he's more NFL ready. I think he's more NFL savvy. The kid's smart. But now he's playing with a chip on his shoulder. Arizona, you got yourselves a first-rate quarterback. Minka Fitzpatrick goes to the Dolphins, who was sitting there at 11. They wanted Baker. They couldn't get him. And for a change, Mike Tannenbaum got it right. Now, this is his second go-round with Alabama DBs coming off the board in the first round. Dee Milliner didn't work out so good. Minka Fitzpatrick is going to work out well. He can play two positions. He stops the run. They'll play him, probably replacing T.J. McDonald. But if nothing else, they'll give versatility. If they don't want to give up a McDonald right now, it just adds depth to that defensive backfield, which they need, especially in that division. And they'll move forward from there. So it was a good pick. It was a real good pick. Vita Vey, I love this kid and I hate this kid. He is a stopper in the middle with quickness like you haven't seen. He could end up being the second coming of Ndamukong Suh. That's how talented this kid is. But they're putting him in next to Gerald McCoy. To me, Tampa had way more needs. And the other thing is, at 347 pounds, the boy likes to eat. He's put on weight since the combine. He has unbelievable quickness, but one leg injury could change that whole perspective. I didn't like the pick for Tampa. Talent-wise, I understand. I didn't like the pick for Tampa. I felt they had need in the defensive backfield. I felt if they were going DT, that Daron Payne was a better fit. I felt they could have addressed linebacker. I felt Derwin James should have gone there. That was, to me, that was the pick, no-brainer. But they went with Vita Vey, who, again, is talented. But I'm not in love with that pick. Daron Payne goes to the Redskins. Vita Vey would have been the choice had he not been grabbed the pick before. They had their immediate fallback with Daron Payne, and they got themselves a very good football player. He's nobody gave up more rushing yards than Washington, and they just watched one of their division rivals get Saquon Barkley. So we're going to find out. I mean, he's plug and play. He's going to go right in as a starter for them. So, I mean, to that degree, Washington got it right. Washington's sitting at the bottom of this division. And I understand the Giants had the worst record. The Giants were a complete dysfunctional family picnic. They had the wrong head coach, the wrong general manager. They made a ton of wrong decisions last year. And what they were able to get in this draft and in free agency is going to put them right back towards the top of the division again. It's rough and tumble. I mean, the Cowboys are a real good football team, but they're not great. The Eagles are the defending Super Bowl champions. Where do the Giants fit? We're going to find out. But the Redskins are at the bottom. They got to start step by step. They got him a quarterback in Alex Smith. And this is their next step, is Daron Payne. How they do the rest of the draft is going to go a long way in determining how quickly they recover. This was one of the most curious moves in the draft. Marcus Davenport, who was a workout warrior. They're going to bookend him with Cameron Jordan. They gave up a 2019 first-round pick and additional draft capital to get him. I didn't like the trade. I mean, unless all of a sudden he turns into Dwight Freeney coming off the edge, I don't get this move at all, giving up how much they gave up. The kid could end up great. And if he does, well, then you can say, yeah, he was worth it. But I didn't like what they gave up. And I mean, the kid's raw. He's green as grass. Comes from a small program. Didn't like it. Mickey got it way right last year with all the running backs and you know, Cameron and the various different people. He got it right last year. I'm not so sure he got it right this year. All right, we're getting ready to step aside here. And as we go forward in this last little segment, we're going to continue with a couple of more teams, maybe just one, but we'll find out right after the short timeout. And then guest in the second hour, which we'll be talking to some entertainers. I'll be talking football. They'll be talking entertainment. We'll be back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15 $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Lamar Jackson bouncing it outside, now cutting it back and into the end zone. Touchdown. A grown man run by Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, and we'll talk about them, him in hour two and what Baltimore did. But just the most extraordinary talent in the draft easily. And whether or not he can succeed as a quarterback remains to be seen. But Chucky and Oakland moved around. They were sitting in the 10 hole. They traded out with Arizona for the additional draft capital. And then they reached for Colton Miller. I don't know if Colton Miller is going to be good, bad, or indifferent. He's a monster at 6'9", 309 pounds. He's going to have to put on some weight because he's 6'9". He listens to his coaches. He improved exponentially at UCLA. Chucky wanted to get protection for his quarterback, and I get that. He also doesn't have anybody who plays well on defense other than Khalil Mack, who's not too thrilled with them right now. Donald Penn's turning 35. Brino Giacomini is okay. I get it. I thought they reached. And to me, Tremaine Edwards was the pick who went with the very next pick to Buffalo, who, you know, when you look at it, if they got their quarterback right, they got it right with Tremaine Edwards. So we're going to find out. I didn't like Oakland's pick there. I rarely say this, but I'm starting to wonder whether or not Gruden's out of touch with today's game. He seems to be doing a lot of old school things, which in theory, when you're yakking about it, works. On paper, doesn't necessarily do it. So we're going to find out. That's it for this hour of the attack. Hope you enjoyed it. I know it's NFL draft, baby, and it was a lot of fun watching it last night. We'll talk a little bit about that on the other side before we get into it with our guests, starting with Robin, Burt Ward from the old Batman series right after this.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
That is the voice of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. While at a summit with the South Korean president where history's just been made, the two leaders have agreed to bring the Korean War to an official end. They say they'll make the official announcement sometime later this year. The announcement coming as Kim Jong-un and the South Korean President Moon Jae-in held a summit that marked the first visit to the South by a North Korean leader since the start of the war that raged from 1950 to 1953. Until now, the Koreas had remained formally at war, even since fighting stopped after the signing of an armistice, though not a peace treaty. President Trump to hold a high-level meeting with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House today. And this is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Fired FBI Director James Comey's book tour continues. This time he sits down for an interview on Fox News with Bret Baier. Comey was asked by Baier why he was preparing a statement to exonerate Hillary Clinton before she was ever interviewed by the FBI.
Come May, after we've been doing it for about 10 months, I started to, as part of my regular briefing from the investigators, see that their view was it was unlikely to end in a case that the prosecutors at DOJ would bring.
Before the interview?
Yeah, because they'd spent 10 months digging around, reading all her emails, putting everything together, interviewing everybody who set up her system. They weren't certain of that result, but they said, look, boss, on the current course and speed, it looks like it's not going to get to a place where the prosecutors will bring it. So then in May, I started thinking, okay, if it continues that way, and it may not, but if it continues that way, so how do we end this thing in a incredible way?
Comey referring to the investigation into Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
America finally has a new top diplomat in Mike Pompeo, approved yesterday by the Senate to be the new Secretary of State. Republican Senator Bob Corker saying before the vote was taken,
I don't know of a person in the United States of America that could have more current knowledge about what is happening around the world in his current role.
The vote to confirm Pompeo, 57-42, immediately taking up his duties as Secretary of State. He's currently in Brussels meeting with NATO allies, after which he'll be heading to meet with allies in the Middle East. Arizona teachers expected to return to the state capitol today to advocate for higher pay and increased investment in education. About 50,000 teachers and supporters marched over 2 miles to the capitol in downtown Phoenix yesterday, the first day of what's expected to be a 2-day statewide walkout. A new Pew Research survey suggests that an overwhelming majority of Americans believe in some sort of higher power. The poll says 56% have faith in God and the Bible, while 33% of Americans believe in a spiritual force of some sort. Only 10% of the nation is considered atheist. And the White House confirming President Trump will visit the United Kingdom on Friday, July 13th. The trip being billed as a working visit. A Downing Street spokesman says Prime Minister Theresa May and Mr. Trump will hold bilateral talks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Yeah, it's me. Welcome back to the Attack, Black. You, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I'm talking draft all morning as well. We should. We're going to do a little draft us, interrupt us here with Burt Ward from the old Batman series coming on and talking for a couple minutes, which will be fun. And we'll talk to him, have a good time about his latest good works involving animal rescue. And chat about what projects he does and passing of Adam West and little retro and Batman series and all that kind of good stuff. If you're getting out the door, starting your day, well, you know what we're about. It's getting you, getting us listening for a little while we have you. So 9 o'clock here in the East Coast, everybody's settling into the jobs for the most part. So if you're sitting at your desk, you can go to our award-winning website, Sports Byline USA, at Sports Byline USA, I should say, and click on the Listen Live button, and we're right there for you. If Twitter's more your thing, and I was tweeting up a storm during the draft yesterday, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Plenty to talk about in the world of sports. By the way, my Milwaukee Bucks, and I'll throw this out there casually because I don't know if I'm going to have time to get to it, forced a game seven. It's going back to Boston. Greek Freak. Yeah, I know I picked them, and I'm standing by my pick, and even if they lose in seven, it's going to be interesting chatter because most people didn't have Milwaukee extending them to seven, let alone winning the series. So we'll find out what direction that goes in. What direction we go in each and every day is making sure that our veterans and our kids out there in the field are respected. American Forces Radio Network helps provide some of that. The FA founded it, not the network, but our relationship with it. And everybody's on it, Tittle, myself, all the various different programs here. And just make sure if you see one of these kids in a uni, you go up and thank them because they were doing a job that we don't want to do. Burt Ward, right after this brief timeout, I'm Bob Black. Please don't go anywhere.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. You scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook? The bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration Spray, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration Spray for men. Last longer, stay in the moment, use as directed.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more.
Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack Black U. Burt Ward joining us here. Yeah, you remember him from Batman, and he was the shorter guy, but the tougher guy, because he's the guy that was into martial arts, but he's into a lot of things right now, and he joins us here on the Attack. Good morning, Burt. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, citizen.
Nice. Nice. I always wondered about the tights. They had to be uncomfortable.
Listen, I called them my python pants because they nearly strangled me to death.
Yeah, and in all the wrong places. 50th anniversary of the show, so I mean it's a celebration, but it also has to be a little bittersweet with Adam West passing.
Yes, you know, Adam was like a dear friend of mine. We met 5 minutes or 15 minutes before our screen test. We actually screen tested together, and in the first 5 minutes of talking to him, the two of us started laughing, and through 50-plus years, we're still always got along fantastic, and we just had great respect and love for each other. He was a wonderful, amazing comedian, and I'm terribly sorry to have lost him.
Yeah, no question about it. And I've talked to a bunch of various different actors and performers who have been in those roles where they're identified with them consistently. Some embrace it, some don't. It seems as if Adam struggled with that for a while, but he ended up embracing it. Talk about your journey through that a little bit.
Hey, listen, I had the greatest time in the world. I was a young actor having a chance to play a superhero. And you know, it's funny because sometimes people say, well, gosh, but didn't you want to do a whole bunch of other roles? I said, listen, think of it this way. If you have a glass that is full, you can have it full with 20, 30, 40, 50 different projects, or you can have it full with one major project and 20 or 15 or 30 other projects. I mean, the point is, it's still full. I've had a fantastic time, and I absolutely love it. You know, and Batman is like such an incredible hit. It is in reruns, and the kids that grew up loving it at the time are now the parents of the kids that watch it in reruns. It'll probably go on forever.
And you parlayed that into doing good works. And you and your wife, Tracy, have been involved with saving the lives of dogs, over 16,000. By your count, you call it gentle giants rescue.
Yeah, somewhere between 15,500 and 16,000. You get to a point where you got bleary-eyed trying to keep track of it. But no, we started in 1994, 24 years of rescuing dogs, and every one of these almost 16,000 dogs would have been put to death if we hadn't been there. We get them from the animal shelters usually on the last day. And I'll tell you something, it's incredibly heartwarming to save a life. But what is even more important is that in the course of saving all these animals, we discovered a way to help dogs live longer. I mean, we have dogs living 2 and 3 times their normal lifespan, healthy, active. In fact, we have dogs up to 27 years. And people say, I've never seen anything. How could you do that? And it's all based on science. We have a special way of feeding dogs. And by the way, this is our charity. My wife and I take no salary from this, okay? This is all about loving animals. But we have a website, gentlegiantsdogfood.com, and it explains how to properly feed and care for your dog. But we also make a special dog food that is different than every other dog food. It's not even like it. And people say, well, how could you have something that's so different? And just as an example, you know, if I don't know if you have a dog, Bob, but if you do and you feed your dog dog food, dog food always has that little slightly greasy feel on the outside of it. And that's
right,
because manufacturers spray it with fat to get dogs to eat it. And let me tell you something. You wouldn't put bacon grease down your garbage disposal because you know it would ruin it. So why would anybody ever feed a dog a food that every single kibble is encapsulated in fat? That and a bunch of other reasons, because everybody's so money-oriented, and all my wife and I care about is life. Life is the most precious commodity in the world. So long story short, we created a dog food. It's called Gentle Giants. We don't take any money from this, and it's distributed all across the country through Walmart. We actually went to them and said, look, we've got a food that dogs are living 27 years. We're not going to take any salary from this. Would you please put it out so that people who love their dogs can have them an extra 5 or 10 years longer? And they said, yes. So if any of your listeners want to go into a Walmart and pick up Gentle Giants dog food, they're going to end up paying half of what you would pay in a pet store. And so our motto is half the price and twice the life. And it's our charity.
Well, you know, you're getting, I mean, aside from the fact that it's good work, and I am a dog person, not a cat person, nothing against cats, but I just prefer dogs. You're actually getting support from people who grew up on you as Robin,
yeah,
you know, like Ellen, and that has to help. That has to go a long way in helping the brand and helping you spread the word.
Absolutely. And the thing is, because this is all charity, we have people through our website, gentlegiantsdogfood.com, and our Facebook page, Gentle Giants Dog Food and Products, that about 1,100 people a week on average are contacting us, and we give them free help. Free, you know, how to do this, how to do that, how to deal with this problem. And, you know, if you think about it, if something happens with your dog, unless you want to go spend hundreds of dollars at a veterinarian, I mean, who do you call for help? Ghostbusters? I mean, you know, so
yeah,
here we are, helping people for free, providing a food that dog can live up to 27 years. And I'll tell you the one thing, I do get one complaint, Bob, and you know what the complaint is? You do so much for dogs. You've got them living up to 27 years. Why don't you do something for people? And I said, well, wait a minute. If I help you keep your dog an extra 5 or 10 years longer and you have your best friend with you for 5 or 10 years longer, you're going to tell me I'm not doing something for you? And they say, oh, gee, I never thought of that.
Well, hey, listen, if the stuff's that good, maybe we should be eating the dog food, you know?
I hear that all the time. I've had people ask me, again, is this good enough for humans? Well, actually, it's human food. Our chicken is from Tyson, just like people get chicken from Tyson. We use the best ingredients, but it's shaped into food for dogs. And with the best ingredients and all the nutrition, without all the fat and the grease and all those other things they do to try to sell more dog food, you give something pure, the body can do the best it possibly can. And that's what we strive for. They're helping everybody keep their dogs an extra 5 or 10 years longer.
Well, Bert, I want to keep you on schedule, so please give the 411 where we can find out more information about Gentle Giants, and please pop in anything that you're doing in the entertainment world right now.
thank you very much. Yeah, our website is GentleGiantsDogFood.com. Our Facebook page is Gentle Giants Dog Food and Products. And as I have this new movie from Warner Brothers that just came out, Batman versus Two-Face, animated full-length feature. It's in stores now. Get a DVD and or Blu-ray. And I'm working on doing some terrific projects. Again, everything for charity. But we love animals, and I just love to have a chance to tell people that there is people out there like us who are doing our best to help them keep their animals with them the longest, healthiest, happiest time possible.
Dogs sound hungry in the background. Go take care of it. We'll talk to you down the line. Burt Ward here in the attack. Nice man. Charity. You know, he does it. He doesn't just talk the talk. He walks the walk. And you could hear the doggies woofing it up in the background, and that's pretty cool. You know, again, people love their animals. People love their animals. And if they give you a little more life out of them, well, then so be it. Back to the NFL draft. We talked about Tremaine Edmonds going up to Buffalo. Derwin James here in this last minute or so that we have. I was surprised as to how far he dropped. I figured he was going to go early. I thought he could go as early as number four. Got the size, got the speed. You know, this is pretty good. I mean, the Chargers and Gus Bradley should be real happy on who they landed, because this kid can flat out play, and he's going to be a plug and play first day starter for the San Diego / Los Angeles Chargers as they sit in their 28,000 seat stadium. So let's tap on the brakes right here. When we come back, more NFL draft right after this brief time. Adam Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Yep. Mascherona, my draft pick. My. You know, it's funny. As I was going through the draft yesterday, I'm watching this. It's pretty amazing. And look, when you look at it and you look at first-round draft picks, it's only about a 50% success rate. So theoretically, it's a coin toss. And everybody says as they're evaluating the talent and everything that goes on draft night, this guy's great, this guy is great. You know, it's a little bit of a reach here, but he can project into something really good. They really don't know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff here. Flat out, number one to me, and you can talk all the measurables and the combine workouts and everything else, is the guy a football player. You know, I used to talk about this years ago with D'Amico Ryans, who had a very solid NFL career. D'Amico Ryans was a football player. He had none of the measurables. He was short. He was slow. All he did was hit the hole, plug the hole, and make the tackle. He was a football player. And a lot of these guys will turn out the same way. Some of the guys that are complete freaks will end up being average football players and bounce around the league. Some of them that are flying under the radar who have yet to been picked yet will end up being the stars on their football team. This is just the way it plays out. The only exception usually is the quarterbacks. Quarterbacks go in the first round for a reason. There's the exceptions. There's the Tom Brady's, you know, but even if you look at some of the best ones, Drew Brees was at the top of the second round. You look at the big three that are getting ready to step off the stage, Phil Rivers, Eli Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, all in the top 10. One of the best quarterback classes ever. And this year will be no exception. 5 years from now, 7 years from now, we'll be talking about who made it, who didn't. Derwin James, like I said, goes to Gus in L.A. Jace Alexander, the kid out of Louisville, who may end up being the best cornerback in the draft, goes to Green Bay. There was just too much value here for Green Bay not to take this kid. They need help on defense. They certainly need help on offense. They're a weird team. They're going to be competitive because Aaron Rodgers is there. Their overall talent as compared to most rosters in the National Football League is extremely lacking. They would be at the bottom of the heap if it wasn't for Aaron Rodgers. That's how good Aaron Rodgers is. Leighton Vander Esch, questions about his neck. I thought Jerry was going to go traditional Jerry here and take Calvin Ridley. And I wouldn't have blamed him if he did, to be completely honest. But he went with need. He didn't reach unless you're looking at the health. But, you know, Sean Lee's 32. Jaylon Smith came back off the knee hypernerve damage. We don't know what's going to play out with that. They waited out between him and Rashawn Evans and decided that Vander Esch was the way to go. It was a kid that was playing eight-man football. So they better hope they've got it right. They've done a good job in the draft. People, you know, they always do the anti-Jerry thing, and I get that, but he's made some really good picks, Travis Frederick not being the least of which, best center in football. And speaking of centers, they went back-to-back with Detroit and with Cincinnati as Frank Ragnow, who's a beast out of Arkansas, and Billy Price went back-to-back to Cincinnati. You know, it was funny. Leading up to the draft, there were some so-called experts, and this is where they get exposed a little bit. And look, I get it. You can't watch every single thing on film from every single player that played at every single college. I get it. But when you look at certain players, particularly in major programs, and they talked about, I forget the particular game. It wasn't Alabama. It was one of the other games where the kid really struggled. And Alabama and Arkansas was a disappointing team. I mean, their coach got fired. But they were talking about how Ragnow struggled so much in that game. The kid had a high ankle sprain and shouldn't have been on the field. And he was so tough and wanted to play for his coach that he decided to go out and play to his detriment because it affected his draft status. He might be the second best offensive lineman in the draft behind Quentin Nelson. So we'll find out. And it's a good move. You got to keep Matthew Stafford upright. Same with Billy Price. Their first round picks haven't worked out. And they've been losing through attrition on their offensive line. Billy Price, if he doesn't end up starting for you at center, he's going to swing on one of the guards. He's versatile. It looks from all accounts he cleared the medicals with the pec injury. And he's going to be okay. So we'll see. Tennessee got their guy in Rashawn Evans. Another Alabama linebacker. Defensive imprint here. Dean Pease is going to be happy running his 3-4. Because Evan can fill it, and he can drop back. Smart guy. He's going to step on the field day one. He's going to play linebacker for you. So, good move. Good pick. Again, some of these guys pan, some of them don't. Now, here's one. And to me, this is why Belichick is Belichick. Okay? All these years of trading out and he loses Nate Solder. He's got a plug in the interior. Isaiah Wynn, many people are projecting him as a guard. Bill doesn't see him that way. They see him as an offensive tackle. They grabbed him at 23. He's going to play from the first snap and protect the blind side. And they got Sony Michel at 31. And Sony Michel, you know, for those of you who don't remember, in the semifinal, he was the reason why they won the football game. He's a little smallish, but he hits 70 miles an hour as fast as anybody, including Saquon Barkley. He's not a power guy, but he is tough to bring down. And, you know, do they have depth at the position? Yeah. Do they have a breakaway speed guy at the position? No. They got Hill from Cincinnati. He's not that kind of guy. He's their power guy. He's their between-the-tackle guy. He's going to give them that yard, couple of yards when they need him. I love what New England did. And they got a couple more picks in the second round. They could end up moving around from that point, but I don't see it. And New England's done a wonderful job. Wonderful job. DJ Moore goes to Carolina. More and more weapons for Cam. One of the things they're going to have to do is figure out how to run McCaffrey between the tackles more because he can do it. You just can't be predictable with it. And he and Cam finally got in sync a little bit towards the end of the year. He ended up with over 1,000 total yards. But they're going to want to make him a more of a primary weapon. And DJ Moore, who's a very powerful wide receiver, is going to go a long way in flexing that offense. Torrey Smith joins him. Funch has started to develop. We'll see for Torrey. That's three teams in 3 years. But DJ Moore, pretty good. Hayden Hurst out of South Carolina. I like this pick with the Ravens. He's a three-down tight end. He does catch the ball. He's big. He's 6'5", 250. He moves the pile. He's going to give additional protection for Flacco. The pre-draft analysis, they said he's an adequate enough blocker. I don't know what they've been watching because he can block. He can flat-out block. Good pick by Ozzie. And then the Falcons get more. And I you know, here, I thought they were going to go DT with Taven Bryant, but I understand why he's suspect enough. Hughes has some red flags. And so Hayden Hurst, I'm sorry, Calvin Ridley was the pick. Falls all the way down to 26. I mean, look, the guy's productive. And don't forget, he was playing with a quarterback who couldn't get the ball to him. You know, all due respect, because the kid's a winner, but he's not a throwing quarterback. He's a running quarterback. We'll see. Marcius W. Harris from the American Broadcasting Company will be joining us right after this. He comes from The Crossing. We're crossing to a commercial right now.
If it's time to replace your vehicle's battery, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and take advantage of our exclusive Do It Right rebate. For a limited time, purchase a SuperStart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum battery and get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. Black, you, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's still the telephone number of the Attack. And we are waiting patiently, as we are wont to do sometimes. Sometimes with these actors, it takes a little while, but Marcius W. Harris will be joining us hopefully shortly. And we'll see how it plays out. But continuing along with the National Football League draft. And we start getting into the range here of reaches and go for your best guy on the board, whatever the circumstances are. I found Seattle's pick at 27 amazingly curious. Look, Rashad Penny, a completely productive back at San Diego State. He's a big dude at 5'11", 220. He is a power guy between the tackles. And Pete reached for him. Now, Pete is looking to get back to ground and pound. They want to protect Russell Wilson. Last year, you know, if you were watching any Seattle Seahawk football last year, it was strictly hike the ball to Russell, run around a lot, Russell, and hopefully move the offense down the field. The Legion to Boom had its issues. And, you know, it to me, at that position with that particular player, considering he was the fifth-ranked overall running back, I felt it was a big-time reach. But, you know, and this is why they get paid the big bucks. And I believe we have our guests, so this is a good thing. And let me just grab it here. Marquise W. Harris joining us this morning from ABC and The Crossings. The Crossing, excuse me. And he joins us this morning. Nice to have you, Marquise.
Oh, man, my pleasure to be here, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I appreciate it. It's got to feel good being on a hit show on a major network, doesn't it?
Oh, it feels really good. I can't complain one bit about that. It's true. ABC's not bad. Not a bad place to be.
Yeah, no, it certainly isn't. You're the envy of many of my actor friends that I know. Give us a little background on the show itself. And you're going from Brooklyn to Strasbourg to the stage and all the way to Hollywood.
Well, I'll start there. Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn. I grew up in a very creative community, and acting sort of was something I had always done, and it was sort of a natural progression. You know what I mean? I reached a place where I could see doing it as a career. There were people around me who were encouraging me, and others who were having some success, so I could look up and say, oh, That's a viable career. And it was through Lee Strasberg. I'd won a scholarship to Lee Strasberg, and that's sort of where I began honing my craft and building some bridges and creating some relationships. And that led me to an agent and some regional theater. I mean, when I did Strasberg, it was all about theater, about stage for me. And so I wasn't as interested in TV and film until I booked a gig and saw that the pay for TV, one job on a TV gig was the equivalent of 3 months on the road doing a play. So that was good motivation.
Yeah, and no question about it. Cash will do that for you.
It changed everything. And that marked the move from New York to L.A. because I figured if I'm going to get into TV and film, I should be where, you know, in the capital city where it's really happening, you know? And so I came to L.A. in 2003, and I've been here since, you know, pounding the pavement and putting in work and paying dues, as they say. And this opportunity came about for The Crossing. As any, you know, typical audition does, you know, I got this audition and went in once and got a call back and had the 12 or 15 people in the room, the writers, directors, producers, and did the thing again and then got the network test. And the rest, as they say, is history, right? But I was so excited about this project. Script, the pilot script is amazing. And it's one of those things you sort of chomp at the bit, right? Praying to get. And it, you know, the ball bounced in my favor. So I'm not mad about being envy of some of your actor friends on this one.
No, I completely get it. Was this something you wanted growing up, or was it something that you kind of merged into?
Yeah, I sort of, you know, gradually merged into this. I always did it in school, you know, in grade school and junior high school and high school. I was always in the school play. I was in the fashion show. I was even singing a little bit and doing some musical theater. But it wasn't something that I saw as a career. You know, I was just having fun. But it was the Lee Strasberg experience that helped me sort of crystallize the notion that this was not only something I loved doing, but it's something I could really make a career of and do pretty well. Now, I'll tell you, you know, it's not been an overnight thing. It's interesting. No. You see people that you haven't seen before. You go, where did that guy come from? Where did she, you know, pop out of nowhere? Tiffany Haddish is a perfect example, right?
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, she appeared. But we later find out, oh, she's been doing this for 15, mm-hmm. 20 years. You know what I mean? And that's usually the case. I don't think anybody ever really pops out of any place, right? And so I've been at this, you know, for 23-plus years, you know, just honing the craft. And it takes the time it takes. You figure that out later. But, it's been a long, long journey. So I'm really glad to be here. And I'll get right into the show. The show is, it's been amazing. It's been a really intriguing and wonderful ride. The show is really about this small town in Oregon. It's a fishing town where a group of people wash up to shore and nobody knows where they came from. It turns out they came from 180 years from the future. And they're fleeing a war-torn country, which happens to be America. Of course, that's so unbelievable that nobody really, you know, the skeptics kick in, and so the authorities are trying to figure out what to do with these people. Are they hostile? Do they have bad intentions? Are they bad actors? And should we be worried about them? So they sort of get treated like stepchildren, right? They get put away in this camp and sort of not forgotten about, but they're being concealed. And now these 47 survivors are trying to navigate, they're trying to figure out what their futures will be. And the thing is, they, you know, as refugees, this is the thing I love about the show. You know, we get to sort of get a up close and personal look at what life looks and feels like for people who are considered refugees. You know, they just want an opportunity for a better life. You know, they're fleeing a dangerous scenario and looking for a chance at something better. And at its heart, the show is really about relationships. It's about these people, not just the refugees, but the people in this particular town that's being affected, and how they are forced or meant to navigate this reality, right? And so it's about families being mending broken fences and building new bridges, and and trying to find, you know, some sense of harmony, right, in their lives for their future. So it's an interesting, it's a very interesting project that I'm so lucky and blessed to be a part of.
Good cast, too. Marquise, I want to keep you on schedule. I know you got a lot of these to do. So social media, where we can find you, and the time slot for the show, please.
Yeah. So we're on Monday night at 10 o'clock on ABC. And I can be, you know, I'm on Instagram and Facebook. I am Marquise Harris. And I'm also on Twitter, Marquise H, at Marquise H. Hit me up. I will respond. I will get back to you. In fact, we live tweet. You know, we try and get in the live tweets on the night of the show. So if you're watching and you got questions, shoot them out there. We'll get back to you for sure.
Well, I appreciate the couple minutes. I'll follow you. You follow me at BobBlack71.
I will indeed. Thank
Good
you
luck
so
with
much,
everything. Marquise W. Harris. The show is The Crossing. And good stuff. Good stuff all the way around. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. So in the last couple of minutes here that we have, and we're breaking down the first round for you, going into next week and a couple of weeks after, we're going to get various different writers and people from various different teams to talk about their team's overall draft and what they can project and hope for going into the 2018-2019 season. We were talking about Rashad Penny. I thought it was the worst pick of the draft in the first round. Nothing against Rashad Penny. Maybe he turns out to be a really good running back. He was certainly productive at the collegiate level in a big-time way. I happen to think that Pete Carroll is going to be looking for a job at the end of the year. They had defensive backfield need where there were people available. They had offensive line need where there were people available. Now, I understand not wanting to take Mike Hughes. A lot of people hesitated with that. But Jackson out of Iowa was there. Even if they had him on a second round grade, going for him there at 27, would not have been a reach. Terrell Edmonds was sitting right there, and I felt they should have taken him, especially if they're looking to move on from Earl Thomas. I didn't like this pick at all. And, well, we'll see. Like I said, I think Pete's going to be looking for work at the end of the year. I do, because they're on a downhill slide in a division that's really moving forward in another direction. Terrell Edmonds, he and his brother drafted in the first round, first time that's ever happened. And they reached a little, second round grade, but he's got speed, he's got size at 6'1", 217. Got to improve his angle decision-making process a little bit. And I keep seeing Mike Hughes, Mike Hughes, Mike Hughes. Well, Mike Hughes had problems in college. That's why he bounced to UCF. So, you know, for the teams that passed on him, the character issue does have to come in. All right? Taven Bryan, I thought Tom was going to go big here, and I put it up on Twitter. I thought he was going to go Lamar Jackson, and he didn't do it. He's going with his quarterback, and I just don't think the guy's good. I think this team is going to take a step back next year. He went D-line. Their defense was smothering. We'll see whether or not this guy was a workout warrior or he's the real deal. I'm the real deal, and we'll finish it up right after this short timeout.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Black, you, all NBA, all NFL draft, as I said, taking it to a game seven with Milwaukee. I want to thank our guests for coming on, which was a lot of fun as well. Marquise W. Harris, Burt Ward, and that was good stuff all the way around. And again, with the draft, and I talked about what they were doing on the back end of it. Sony Michel, I thought, was a perfect pick. Vikings grabbed Hughes. They're deep in the defensive backfield. And quite frankly, at 30, if the kid ends up being more trouble than he's worth, after a couple of years, they'll cut him loose. Cap hit won't be that big. Sony Michel, I talked to you about that. This kid's a home run hitter. You're going to see a tweaking of the New England offense. It's going to be more ground and pound. You watch. Mark my words. With Hill and Sony Michel on the backfield, they're going to take pressure off Brady where he's not taking as many hits. Believe me, Bill knows what he's doing. And then Lamar Jackson at 32, Ozzie's last first-round pick. Started out with a Heisman Trophy winner and a quarterback, ended up with a quarterback. And I'll tell you something. Lamar, if he does figure it out, will lead that Raven franchise for a long, long time. Joe Flacco, after this year, the hit is nothing. So he better perform this upcoming year, because they'd like it to be 2 years before they put Jackson in there. But if Flacco doesn't perform this next year, they'll throw Lamar Jackson in and let him run around the field. I love this pick. I love this pick. Well, that's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun next week as we move forward here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't go anywhere.
Woo!